opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Brock. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat 40. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Brophanser.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And here we are once again on the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, bringing you on a journey to visit the most interesting people in the Ville. That's what we do every week. I have two guests and some other stuff that I like to talk about in the news about people and places going on in Louisville, KY, my hometown. And very exciting week. It's mid-July. The 4th of July weekend kind of sucked because it rained the whole time. But I managed to do very little, I guess you would say. I played golf a few times over the weekend, and that was about it. But anyway, this show is coming up. It's a great one. I'm very happy to bring you some interesting guests on the show. But first, I want to mention my sponsor. Passport Health Plan is a sponsor of this show, as is the Eye Care Institute, where the phone number there is 502-589-1500. If you have any sort of eye condition, they have experts there that can help you. If you want to improve your vision, if you want to get your vision checked, if you may have a eye disease or something like a dry eye disease, or if you want to get look into LASIK, which is something I've done and looked into and am still considering. And looking forward to talking to the folks at the Eye Care Institute about that. So this week, plenty of news in the news. But my guest, as you know or may not know, next weekend is not just the Republican Convention in Cleveland, but it coincides with a big, big event here in Louisville. An event that brings a lot of national and international attention to our city. It's the Forecastle Festival. In past years, this show has been around for 3 years. So one year I had J.K. McKnight, the founder and owner of the festival. Then I had Holly Weiler McKnight on the show last week. She does a lot of the promotion. Last year, I mean, a lot of the promotion. And this time I've got something you may not know about. It started 6 years ago. It was the Forecastle Foundation. And there is an activism and art arm of the Forecastle Festival. It's not just about music. And two members of the foundation board met with me up at the Frostbound Brown Todd headquarters in Louisville on the 32nd floor. It was really cool to go up there and see the view from on high, but I have Lauren Hendricks and Carrie Alice on the show today to talk about that. And then in the second part of the show, I have Bobby Clarkson, which is a name you may or may not be familiar with, but he has been a successful Louisville businessman for more than 50, that's right, 50 years. He kept mentioning the date that the company was founded, and I think, oh, wow, I was 3 years old then. Clarkson Insurance has been around forever, but it is involved in a lot of great community events, and the one we're talking about today is the Just for Kids Golf. I'll talk a little bit about that tournament as we approach the interview with Bobby Clarkson. He also had a high-rise office in Louisville. Within the span of 2 hours, I was in the 32nd floor of the I don't know. I think it's called the Mercer Tower right now. And then I went down and I was on the 15th floor of the One Riverside Plaza address. So both facing the river. It's very, very cool. So a lot of people I know never get to see those views, and it's really cool. So that's what's going on this show. Plus, I have some interesting information to hand out about media and eating and drinking. And that's what my new site, Eat Drink Talk, is all about. Happy to share some great news about that site with you in this edition of the Rusty Satellite Show. All right, so let's get on and let's talk about Forecastle a little bit. I tell you, I want to tell one quick story because it's kind of funny. Last year when I did a Forecastle interview with Holly Weiler McKnight, we met down at Please and Thank You. And I thought this was this really could have been terrible, but eventually put me in a great mood and have good faith in human nature. We met outside and did our interview outside at Please and Thank You, and I got up and left my briefcase right there under one of those outdoor tables. did not realize it. I was driving down 65, my phone rang, and this guy says, I got your computer. And I couldn't believe it because I thought I always had my computer with me. But it turns out he did have it. And to make a long story short, the guy returned the computer bag to me intact, did not expect a reward, and he found out who I was by opening up the computer and looking in and finding who the owner was. So it took some expertise, some knowledge to do that. He called me, and just out of the kindness of his heart, the guy was homeless, and it was just amazing that someone would go through that amount of trouble to get me my computer back. So that's what I remember about the Holly Weiler McKnight interview from last year. But anyway, this time we're going to talk about the Forecastle Foundation and their activism initiative and mission. And the foundation does a lot of great work. And delightful young ladies, Lauren Hendricks and Carrie Alice, joined me up there at Frost Brown Todd. I did remember to take my briefcase with me when I left. So there you go. Forecastle is next, not this weekend, but next weekend. If you should go out there and get some tickets, go to this thing. It's a really cool and special event right down on Waterfront Park. So here's my interview with Lauren and Carrie.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
And it's that time of year again. I'm looking forward to going to see like the Avett Brothers at the Forecastle Festival this year. So today I'm with some folks who are involved in a part of the Forecastle Festival you may not know about. And Lauren Hendricks, tell me what that is.
That is the Forecastle Foundation. We are the environmental nonprofit arm of the festival.
So it's really interesting that a lot of people think Forecastle is just this big music shindig, but it is really there's a lot more to it, and it has bigger goals, I guess you would say.
Yes, certainly. Actually, Forecastle Festivals has always been known as music, art, and activism. And the Forecastle Foundation was started 6 years ago, and we are now the whole activism arm of the festival, like I said. So we have an activation area. It's actually close to the main stage, known as the Masked Stage, one of the biggest footprints on the festival besides the stages. And we've got a lot of cool stuff going on showcasing.
Now, what is, all right. Let's say I don't know anything, but what when you say activism, what's that involve?
So we actually focus on environmental activism. Specifically, we work to protect and preserve biodiversity hotspots. So these are areas all across the globe that are very important, from making up materials we use every day to foods that we eat, and yet they are dying at a very rapid pace. So we're working with other environmental nonprofits to help fund projects and actually do work that are preserving these areas.
Okay, cool. So I'm between acts over there. I wander over to your area. What am I going to see? What am I going to learn?
So this year we're really excited. We get bigger and better every year. This year, Quest Outdoors is our sponsor, and they've been great in helping us grow every year at the festival. We have always featured an art wall, so that contains live art. You can actually get painted onto the art wall, which is really cool. It's also an opportunity to meet our partners. We currently have three different partners: Kentucky Natural Lands Trust, the Nature Conservancy of Kentucky, and Giaki Foundation, which is actually helps us with our international focus. So you can meet all of our partners, learn about the specific projects we're working on with them, as well as participate in our raffle. We do a really awesome raffle every year that has multiple items that feature some of the headliners. So you can get signed items from some of the headliners. We've had Quest donated a kayak a couple years ago.
A kayak,
so we've got everything.
I would go for that.
Oh yeah, we've got some really cool items, and of course, all of those proceeds go to benefit us, which help us protect and preserve projects with those three partners that I mentioned.
Well, let me turn to Carrie here, and Carrie, you're the vice chair of the foundation, and you have this cool office up here at Frost Brown Todd. I like it.
Thank you. as vice chair, you, I guess you choose, pick and choose what things the foundation gets involved in.
Well, you know, the foundation is involved in a lot of steps, and the festival is one of the main things that we are heavily involved in, and it's one of the biggest opportunities for us to have a live audience, and it's the largest audience that we will probably get throughout the year, and it's the best opportunity for us to spread the word about what the foundation does and also about what our partners are doing as well. It's not just about raising money, although that is a really large benefit of it, but we're also trying to get out there and make people aware of what it is we are trying to help and support. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so it's the Forecastle Festival. How do you, you know, most people are there for a good time and to hear some great music. How do you get people's attention to focus on, say, sustainability and other big issues like that?
Right. Well, one of the big draws at our activation area is that we have ice-cold bandanas. So if it is around 100 degrees, come over to our booth and you can buy a okay. bandana, and it will keep you cool throughout the festival, free dunks throughout the rest of the festival as well. But then another thing is that the festival itself is very sustainable. One of our partners that we're working with this year is Reverb Nation, and we're going to be selling Nalgene water bottles, and part of those proceeds will go towards the foundation. Also, the festival is powered by Arcadia Power, which is basically we're just trying to reduce the environmental footprint that we have, that the festival gives off. There's a bunch of different ways that you can donate and support the foundation. We also have Sierra Nevada is going to be there this year, and they're going to bring their largest solar power trailer. They're going to be right next to our booth as well. They'll also be selling a close call Kolsch, which is another one of our ways that you can help support the foundation. We've got a thing called
what is close call Kolsch?
Well,
is that beer?
Yes, it is a beer. Yes. Yeah, so one of the other really awesome things we're doing this year and to kind of get people engaged is a thing called Sip and Support, and we're doing a Quench Quest. So essentially, a lot of our partners happen to have some beverages that are involved with the foundation. So Sierra Nevada is going to have their solar power trailer out there, and they're going to be selling Close Call Kolsch, which is a beer that J.K. McKnight, our founder of the festival and the foundation, helped brew out at the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company out in California. So they're going to be selling that.
Well, very good. Yeah. Well, let me ask you a little bit about the history. Maybe Lauren, you can fill me in. I mean, this was known for many, many years as just a big party, and now it's doing all this good work. How did the foundation get going?
Right, so JK has always had a very strong interest in environmental activism. And although the foundation was established after the festival was, it's always been something he has had a strong interest in. And being able to engage a population that would potentially not know about environmental activism at the festival is a really good way to do that. You know, we have a captive audience there at the festival. It's a great opportunity to reach a new audience with patrons of the festival who are there for music. But because we do a lot of fun activities and we have different opportunities through things like our art wall and selling the bandanas and raffle and, you know, things that will bring you into our area, once you're there, it's an opportunity to learn about what we do and who we are. You know, we like to say that we're the coolest nonprofit around because we do have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with our events. We have a lot of fun at the festival, but we always have a purpose behind everything we're doing. And I think it can also show that music festivals, you know, Forecastle is more than just a music festival, and the foundation helps make Forecastle more than just a music festival.
Okay. All right. Well, Carrie, let me ask you a question about that. What outside of the music festival, what the foundation is, I guess, 365 days a year. What else, what do you do when it's not the music festival?
Well, we have a full working board. There are 18 of us who are on the board, and throughout the year, we actually just had a really awesome event at Butchertown Grocery with Teddy Abrams and the Louisville Orchestra. So we hold events throughout the year.
Why didn't you invite me to that?
So he did a preview of his Forecastle set where we invited anybody and everybody on our mailing list to come and join and participate in that.
I guess I wasn't on that list. Okay, I get it. All right.
Well, and then we also do other little pop-up events throughout the year. We have a partnership with Heine Brothers. They have Kentucky Dream Coffee, which will also be at the festival right next to our booth. If you purchase their coffee at any time throughout the year, part of the proceeds will go to us. They have it available at Heine Brothers and Whole Foods. And then, there's a lot of stuff.
That sounds like a lot of stuff. Well, get me excited about the festival this year. What's new and different? Is there any act, Lauren, you really want to see that you haven't seen before?
Well, you know, I'm always excited for the festival, but, you know, with being on the foundation, we work really hard at the festival. It's because it's an opportunity for us to raise as much money as possible so that we can help fund projects and work with our partners. So there's definitely some bands I'd like to see. I'd really love to try to catch some of Sylvanesso's set. But, we're all there on the foundation to... to benefit the foundation
and
our partners. So we're working during the festival. Like I said, we have fun, but it's a good balance. But one thing I am looking forward to, actually, is our kickoff party next Thursday on the 14th at Galaxy. It's called Bourbon and Beats. It's with Four Roses Bourbon, and we actually are featuring some live music with Night Vision Radio DJs and Jenna Dean, both local. And this is our way of kicking off Forecastle Weekend.
Okay.
So proceeds from the $10 you pay at the door to get in, get you some tastings of Four Roses Bourbon, who's also part of our Bourbon Cares program, as well as it's just a fun time to really start the festival off. So all of the board members will be there. We'll have a good time. But once Friday morning comes, we're working through Sunday.
It's all well. I've been last several years, and I know there's a lot of people that work hard, and a lot of people walk around getting a lot of sun and maybe drinking too much. But anyway, what about you, Carrie? What about the festival? Do you work the whole time, or you got a band you've sort of targeted you want to see?
You know, everybody on the board, like Lauren said, we do work the entire time. However, we've got such a great group of people, young and old, on our board that it doesn't feel like you're working. Mm-hmm. And it's just for a really great cause that I think that everybody kind of teams together and moves forward. However, Sylvanesso is also on my list of one of the bands that I do want to see. I am, and Wild Child, and now I am a new fan of Teddy Abrams as well, so I would like to see part of his set. 1200 is going to be there. There's a lot of really great local bands that are just, that I think are kind of bring life into the festival too. And then also, like she mentioned, the Bourbon Cares, we've got some, tastings in the Bourbon Cares Lodge that will benefit the foundation as well too.
So if you go to Forecastle, of course, there's like three stages for music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these other areas like this bourbon area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that like?
So the Bourbon Lodge started a couple years ago, and it's grown into its own thing. I mean, there's people that probably just spend their entire time in the Bourbon Lodge, which is fine. It's air conditioned. But definitely make sure if you are at the Bourbon Lodge that you go around, you visit all the different distilleries that are there, because certain distilleries are part of our Bourbon Cares program. And what that means is if you purchase one of a drink from them, like Four Roses, for instance, part of those proceeds from that drink will benefit the Forecastle Foundation. And we actually have done a couple events leading up promoting the Bourbon Cares program, as well as last year, like we did a post event at Liquor Barn, mm-hmm. Where you were actually able to purchase some of the Bourbon Cares bourbon and still benefit the Forecast Foundation even after the festival.
Okay.
So definitely hit the Bourbon Lodge.
Okay. All right, great. Well, as we wrap it up, Carrie, you raised a lot of money, I guess, for the foundation. Can you give me an idea of how big this is, how much money you raised?
So everybody who attends the festival is already donating, which is great. A dollar from every ticket will go to the foundation. So we are able to raise quite a bit of money at the festival. And then also in the past, since the foundation started, we've been able to donate $175,000 to our different partners that we have throughout the years. So each year we continually try to bring on more partners or make sure that the money that we are able to give them increases.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you both at Forecastle. And, you know, maybe I can get you away from the working part and have some fun, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Well, and definitely stop by, you know, the foundation area prior to the festival starting. As soon as the gates open, it's kind of the best time to come over there and check everything out because there's not as large of a crowd. And you'll get a little bit more of an intimate interaction with some of the foundation members.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
All right, and a big thank you to Lauren and Carrie for talking with me about the Forecastle Foundation, a big part of the big event, and we may have more news about the Forecastle Festival next week. Look forward to it. Lauren and Carrie, and remember, J.K. McKnight is the head of the thing. It's really become quite an amazing festival. All right, so this is the part of the show where I usually talk about some things that have interested me, drop some names that are making news, especially former Rusty Satellite guests that are doing things in the world. And a lot going on, despite it being 4th of July weekend and all the rain and all that. But let's get right into some media news, first of all. I was sad to see, really, that the In Focus magazine that the history of it, just so you know, it started as an offshoot of Leo Weekly. I don't know how many years ago, but it was owned by a company in Nashville called Southcom. And Southcom sold Leo Weekly a couple of years ago and kept In Focus. And it was sort of a celebrity covered parties, that kind of thing, very heavy on charitable organizations and their stories. Well, they announced this week that this issue in July that just came out the other day will be its last. It's ceasing publication. So maybe the lesson there is about print publications. I don't understand how a lot of print publications seem to be thriving. I'm looking at a copy of Today's Woman, for example, and I know that Business First does pretty well. Leo Weekly has survived, and they're all depending on print advertising, and somehow they're surviving. They're doing well. So I've been calling for the end of print for a while, and I know that's not going to happen, But anyway, it's sad to see In Focus go because there was some really interesting work. They had some great photography in that magazine and really enjoyed some of the issues. In other media news, of course, last week the Society of Professional Journalists, that organization, handed out its annual awards. It was a big deal for local journalists. Very happy to mention that my partner on the Eat, Drink, Talk project that we're working on, Steve Coombs, took home a first place and a second place for his work at Insider Louisville. And, of course, he's brought his talents over to the Eat, Drink, Talk website. And I just mentioned real quickly about Eat, Drink, Talk that this week one of Steve's stories was about new restaurant openings in July. Believe it or not, there's 8 new restaurant openings in July, and Steve detailed those on the eatdrinktalk.net website, and you can look that story up if you like. It's really interesting, all the new concepts that are going up. Just to mention a few, the guy Kevin Granger, who started Village Anchor in Lemieux, has Kevin's Picnic in Anchorage. Super Chefs, a comic book themed restaurant that burned in St. Matthews, is reopening in the Highlands. The 502 Bar and Bistro in Norton Commons is going up. I'm sure you've seen in the Highlands the Hopcat. It opens on July 30th. It's a giant beer and sandwich contest concept. I don't know where people are going to park, but it's a big place and a lot of room. Those of you who follow this show know Joey Wagner. He is the one that holds all those big derby parties. His new restaurant, Set at Theater Square, is set to open soon. A highly anticipated place in the old Joe's Older Than Dirt, the Red Barn Kitchen, is opening, and that is done by the Olay Restaurant Group, which is responsible for such places as Muscle and Burger Bar and Guacamole. And that isn't even all of them. There's Bubba's 33, a Texas Roadhouse But Texas Roadhouse founder Kent Taylor's concept is going up in Clarksville. And Luvino, who you may have heard on the Eat Drink Talk podcast, Chad Coulter, they have a pretty big new location in Middletown that's opening up. So lots of new restaurants coming on the scene. So that's really great. But anyway, maybe because it's a sort of a slow news time of year, there's a lot of awards going on. I mentioned the SPJ Awards. The big winners, WDRB in TV and the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting took home a bunch of awards as well. And the other big awards thing this week is the big party for the Best of Louisville from Louisville Magazine. They've been doing this now since the mid-'80s. And I just want to mention a few of the winners that I thought were great. Tom Owen was named the Best Metro Councilman. He's been on this show, and he's a great guy. I'm sorry to see he is hanging it up after this election. But as we also had on the show, Brandon Cohn is taking over next year. So that'll be great. Winners in the media categories, Dawn G, who was on the show last week, or was it the week before? Anyway, she's really great, very popular, was the top anchor, followed closely by her colleague Shannon Cogan, who I always like to remember, was willing to come on the show when it was single digits. She was in like show number 7 or something. Kevin Harned was named the best meteorologist. So those are some media awards. I did note that, last year, I can't remember who I had on the show, but I suggested that they start a best podcast category on Best of Louisville, and they haven't done that. But I'm encouraged that maybe next year they will, because Louisville Magazine has started its own podcast very recently. So the podcasting thing is catching on. It's going great. I also want to mention one of my favorite spots, Sergio's World of Beers, won a Best of Louisville award as well. So that was kind of cool. A wide variety of awards, and those things have been around for so long. And this party that's going on Thursday night at the Kentucky Center for the Arts is always a good one. I've been to several of those. In fact, way back in about 2008 or 9, I won a Best of Louisville award as best blogger in the city. That was a long time ago. But and another piece of media news, you saw on this show, Ricky Jones came on to talk about the removal of the Confederate monument. He's a U of L professor, African-American, who is very outspoken, great guy, very personable. He is going to get his own radio show on 93.1 FM radio, and I'm not sure exactly when it starts, but I saw on Facebook that Ricky will be on the air on a regular basis in the very near future. So that's a big deal. It's a big deal for him. Now, there is one piece of a big event that happened in Kentucky this week is the opening of the controversial Ark Park. If you don't know about this, this is a model of Noah's Ark. It's started by the same people that brought you the Creation Museum. And there's a lot of controversy over it because it espouses and asks its visitors to believe things that are in direct conflict with established science. Okay. And I really like the lead in the Courier Journal story, so I think I'll read that to you just to give you an idea of what the controversy is all about. And here it is from Chris Kenning. He says, to critics, the 510-foot Noah's Ark and theme park is an embarrassing, entertainment-cloaked attack on science that uses tax incentives in violation of the separation of church and state. But to believers, the $100 million Ark encounter in rural Kentucky is a badly needed affirmation of biblical literalism and a worldview under siege. So there's the battle. I'll tell you that I'm on the side of science on this one. And really was against, there was a controversy over the state tax incentives, because really no state money should go to an organization like this. The controversy was over that in hiring, and they're hiring a lot of people up there at the Ark Park. It's probably an economic development boon to this spot in rural Kentucky that you have to pledge to believe all the beliefs. You have to be a Christian, you have to be a it's a very religious thing. So religion and government money don't go together and shouldn't. But anyway, that was the controversy. I never thought they'd get this thing done, but they have opened it up this week. And, you know, I bet they're going to get a big crowd. I bet there's going to be a lot of people that go up there. I did hear the admission prices. They were pretty high to get in. It was like, I don't know, more than $20 just to get into the Ark Park. So we'll see what kind of tourist attraction it becomes. And hopefully it'll be some good money for the state. I don't know. But anyway, that's what's going on with the Ark Park. And we've been following that all along. I think there's some stories on LouisvilleKY.com about that. But anyway, we'll move on before we get into any more controversy. I want to talk about the Golf for Kids event. It's coming up August 29th and at Hurstbourne Country Club, and it's a big there are charity golf tournaments every weekend around here or on Mondays. But this is a really big one. It has a great history. It goes back to 1970, believe it or not. And Bobby was telling me that he got to play in the second one, the second ever, what was then called the Foster Brooks Pro Celebrity Tournament. The Foster Brooks was, and Foster Brooks, if you don't know, was a Hollywood actor and comedian from Louisville, and he brought a lot of great things back home, including this event, which once featured people of the caliber, you know, Bob Hope was here for this. Bobby likes to talk about this guy that played Tarzan. It was here, but every celebrity, you know, if you look at like celebrity events of today, you know, it's hard to imagine all these people coming to Louisville, and it went on for many years, for two decades. Until the late 90s, and I cannot remember specifically the details, but I did write a story at Business First, one of the longer investigative stories of my career about this event. And the problem was their expenses for the celebrities had outpaced the amount of money coming in. It was they charged admission and did a lot of things to raise money, but at that time, as it ran out of steam, the money raising wasn't keeping up with the expenses. And so they totally basically reorganized the event, and for a few years Ned Beatty, the Hollywood actor, was involved, but then it became Bobby and a few people took over, and they made it a different kind of event, and I think it's a very successful event now. It's been going on about 20 years under its current format, and it just sounds like, and talking to Bobby about it, I mean, I want to get an invite and go, because it sounds like a lot of fun. And Bobby Clarkson, you should know, he's kind of a low-profile guy, but he's been involved in some big, big events in Louisville, 50-plus years in business, and knows everybody that's anybody in town. He's friends with everybody at U of L, from Tom George and Rick Pitino to people involved in the PGA. He was a big sponsor of the PGA tournaments when the PGA championships, the times that's been competed at Valhalla. And Bobby, he is really a friendly, personal guy. It's no wonder he's been such a success in the insurance business. So anyway, I had a good time talking with Bobby, and I'm looking forward. It's August 29th. I just thought it'd be a good time to have Bobby Clarkson on the show to talk about the tournament and his great career in Louisville business. So anyway, here is our interview.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And today we're going to be talking about one of the city's longest running and successful golf events. I'm with Bobby Clarkson. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's really amazing. I've heard your name over the years, associated with a lot of athletic events, sports events in this town. You own an insurance company that's been around, you told me how long?
52 years.
52 years. So one of the longest running successful businesses. We're downtown today in your office. Tell me about this, a little bit about this golf tournament that's coming up.
Well, this will be our 20th year. In about 1995, Randy Kozare and Bill Smiley, another gentleman at Kozare, gave me a call. We had lunch at Hirschburn, and they said, Bobby, we'd like to get this tournament started again. We'd like to raise the money for the kids, and we'd like for you to help. And so after we had some conversations and we talked about it, I then talked to my friends at McDonald's, Dan Aranjus back then. Uh-huh. And long story short, we all got together and we kicked it off, and we wanted to make it a special venue. We wanted to make it very special, a lot of fun for the participants. But we wanted to give them something back for helping out with the kids. And we definitely want to end up raising a lot of money for the kids, which we have done over the last 19 years.
Okay. Now you aren't just somebody they happen to come across, though. You told me that with the exception of the very first edition of the Foster Brooks, you played in every single one of them.
Right. I got involved right after the very first one, and I played in all with Bob Hope and, oh, you name it, President Ford. We had lots of people, Tarzan, Ron Ely, if you remember those guys, and we had Bobby Nichols, the pro from here.
Wow.
Gabe Brewer, a lot of people won't even know those names, but these were great golfers, Louisville people. But we had everybody from John Daly from the PGA, but a lot of participants, a lot of movie actors, movie stars from Hollywood would come in. Bob Hope, obviously, he was the big name, the big draw, so... Anyway, I've been around a long time.
Yeah. Well, those names, it's amazing to think of that kind of caliber of people being right here in Louisville and out playing golf at Hirschburn. But the current rendition of the tournament, it's a little bit different. It's not so focused on celebrities, although I'm sure you can tell me some pretty cool people who are going to be there.
Well, we have a lot of the business people in Louisville, some of the bankers, some physicians, etc., business people like myself in sales and service, but there's quite a few people that stick with us every year and come out, and we're real appreciative. We also have, we play like a shamble format, so we have a pro with each group. So the local pros from the local country clubs, our golf courses, will come out and play, and once again, they help us raise the money for the kids.
Okay. I guess with those pros, and I'm sure the caliber of people that are there, it's still a little competitive?
It's very competitive. You know, one of my guests every year is Tom Jurek, and of course we all love Tom, but Tom's a hard-working guy, but when he gets out there on a golf course, Bobby, we want to win this thing. I said, Tom, you're not supposed to win your own tournament. Randy told me I couldn't do that. But we have a lot of fun, and Ron Carmichael over the years has played with us. He's got a little shoulder problem right now, but bottom line is a real good time for everybody.
Okay. And so, you know, I look at your office, and you've been in business over 50 years, and I see pictures of Patino and other local sports celebrities around here. Do you invite all those guys? I mean, will Rick be out there?
Well, Rick will not be in the tournament, and the only reason why is that he has other commitments at the same time in August. But he's always been a great supporter and helps out. And Bobby Petrino, he has not played in our tournament. But their offices help out. They give us a lot of paraphernalia. We get balls. We get signed autograph stuff for the auctions. All of them pitch in. Everybody at the university is big fans. Dr. Rabley, we have some Dr. Keller. Those are other folks really jump in and help us out.
Okay. Now, you... got the, because their charities involved. How does that work? Do they bring things out too? Or
well, everybody pitches in. Once again, Kozare does so much for the whole community. We all know that. Randy is involved in everything, and Randy is always getting lots of items, and he knows a lot of folks that will donate TVs or various things for our silent auctions, as well as we all get together and have the. big auction, which we try to raise some extra money. And a lot of times Randy will be up and he'll be the auctioneer, and we have a real nice five-course dinner we sit down to, and it's pretty special.
Is this all in one day?
Everything's
in the morning?
One day. It's just a tremendous venue. We get signed in and everything and practice, and we have Buddy Demling. He comes out and does trick shots, and the pros hit balls, and we have a big buffet in the morning to be sure everybody's got some food for the volunteers, because we do have a lot of them. And but at 11:30 we tee off and try to get done in 5 hours. Sometimes it might take a little longer, but we have a big cocktail party after that, and we have a shootout on the 18th green. We make it so everybody playing, everybody out there has a chance to enjoy themselves, and then later we go into the silent auction, and we go in for the regular auction and the dinner, and we'll usually have a speaker or two about the kids.
Okay. Well, great. Well, great. It sounds like a heck of an event. Now, let me switch gears here and ask a little bit about you. You were, you know, in business so long, but I know you've been a big golf supporter, too. Your company sponsored some of the PGA events we've had in town.
Right out of Valhalla, you know, '96, they had the very first PGA, and we were a corporate sponsor and had a chalet out there. And again, when they had the 2000, they had their other one. We sponsored that. And, of course, we had the Ryder Cup, which was very big for our city. And we had a chalet out there then. But everything we did was just to support our fans and our customers and help raise money for kids any way we could.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly you're a great contributor in terms of sponsorship. I know you sponsor stuff over at U of L and in athletics as well. So, well, you know, I guess it's an opportunity for me to talk to someone who's been so successful in business. So, do you have any, you know, what has been the story of your success in the insurance business? What do you tell people when they want to find out how you've done it?
Well, you know, if you know me, you know I like people. I enjoy being around people. The insurance business is a great industry. Of course, everybody has to have insurance. But I'm one of these guys, I like to get up. I like to get up in the morning, and I like to go to work, and I don't like to go home until the job's done. So bottom line, getting around and being around people and being able to help people build their businesses like I've been able to do mine and also give back to the community, it's been very special.
Okay. Well, great. Well, let's give an idea for our listeners who don't know about your company. About how big is it and how many people work here?
Well, we give you an idea. We started May the 4th, 1964, as myself and one person. And so for 52 years we've been building it. We have 32 employees here. We're in the property casualty business as well as the benefit business. We're licensed in all 50 states. And we basically write all lines of insurance. So we specialize in the insurance business, both on the casualty side as well as the benefit side.
Okay, great. Well, obviously, you know what you're doing, and it's a phenomenally successful business for the city of Louisville as well. But let's go back to the tournament. I want to hear something about those old days when you either played with, you must have a story of playing with Bob Hope or somebody like that. I mean, who were some of the famous people you got to play with?
Well, Ron Ely, back then Tarzan, obviously, he was a lot of fun because the guy was so tall. You know, I think he was hitting right around 7 foot.
Right.
And the story about him was how far he could hit the ball. And so we had started on the back side and got around to the front side, and I don't think he'd hit it much further than 100 yards off the tee. But on number 7, which had been on the front side then, he hit it about 350 yards. So I looked at everybody and said, well, I guess we got our money's worth. But I had fun with a lot of people. We played with numerous guys on the PGA. Always enjoyed when Gerald Ford came out. He was exciting. He was fun. The people liked him. But he was a type of guy that was fun for everybody. Bob Hope, probably one of the greatest entertainers ever, with people especially, always in the mix with everybody, talk to everybody, hang out with the guys in the locker room. People like that were just special.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, it's too bad we don't have that caliber of celebrity still coming to town for this, but still, this tournament this year, you know, in terms of local celebrities, there's going to be plenty of folks that, I mean, you have spectators come out and watch as well?
Well, not as much as we did back in those days, but there's a lot of people. Of course, Hirschburn has a big neighborhood and around the golf course, and a lot of the people do hang out. A lot of the seniors will come out, volunteer, work with us on holes. We have everything out there for everybody, but basically it's the players, and some of their employees might come out, but it's the players, the business guys in the city that enjoy helping the kids and having a big day.
Well, I think it's important. You always mention that it's all about helping the kids. So, I mean, that's, I guess, what it's really all about.
Well, the kids, that's exactly what it's about. And, in fact, with what we've done so far up to this time, we want to do more and get bigger. And we really really support other people who do tournaments and raise money for kids. We have those people help us as well as we do. You know, Cozair, they support so many people. So a lot of the players that play in some of the other tournaments, we'll get them to play in ours. It's kind of competitive because you want to get your 30, 32 teams out there, and the other charities trying to raise money also. But the community here has been really very good, and the business people, the Hirschburn members, all the people in the city, the car dealers especially, always have helped us out. Hayes Automotive Group, Town & Country Ford, those guys, they've always helped us out. And we just keep looking for new sponsors and new people. The IPA, that's the International Pilots Association, they fly the UPS planes. Those guys help us out a lot. Their ladies pitch in and give us great things so we can auction. So it's a community deal. We have a great time.
All right. Well, sounds like a great event. Looking forward to hearing more about it. Bobby, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that is our 157th episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. Thank you so much for downloading the show, telling your friends about the show. It is doing very well. The downloads are up. I'm very enthused about the future of this Rusty Satellite Show and also my other projects, eDrinkTalk.net. Please go check it out online. My partner Steve Coombs and I are putting together a lot of great information on the Louisville's restaurant scene, the drinking scene, all sorts of things related to food and beverages in this great city. There was an article I saw in the Lane Report from Lexington about all the different aspects of Louisville's comprehensive article about the effects of food and drinking on our city's economy. Basically, it's a boom. 15,000 people work in the food and beverage industry, according to this article, in Louisville alone. So that's a big deal. So check it out, eatdrinktalk.net. We have a podcast that airs every Friday, and would love to have you become a regular listener of that, just like you are with the Rusty Satellite Show. I'd like to thank my sponsors. Passport Health Plan has been with me for a long, long time, and I really appreciate them, as well as the Eye Care Institute. Their number is 502-589-1500 down there on Story Avenue. Again, I want to remind you that eDrinkTalk.net, but also LouisvilleKY.com is a great place to catch up on news about the Louisville media market in general, all kinds of news and information from everyone from the mayor's office to different restaurants and companies around town that have news. So anyway, that's got information on all sorts of podcasts and things that we're doing at my company, which is now incorporated Rusty Satellite LLC. You can get in touch with me at rick@louisvilleky.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any suggestions you might have for future interesting people in the Ville to have on the show. And until next week, I'll be back. I've got some really special things planned for next week. Looking forward to having you join me right here on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.